Good morning. Welcome to the Blacklands Cafe. I'm John Mark Dempsey. Have a cup of coffee on the house. It's Friday, May 9th. Sharing a table with us in the cafe this morning, Hunt County United Way Executive Director Francis Dalby. Birthdays, born this day in 1800, the abolitionist John Brown. 60 Minutes correspondent Mike Wallace, born this day in 1918. From CBS.
Why?
The master.
I mean, you're a crook.
Of the TV interview.
What the dickens are you doing?
Who wants to kill you?
It's almost an embarrassment, sir, to hear this from you.
Me?
Yes, you.
Smooth as Cary Grant.
Come on out.
Ferocious.
You don't want to talk to me?
As a junkyard dog.
Come on, come on. Oh, come on.
Don't go changing to try and please me. Never let me down before.
Mm-hmm. Billy Joel, 65 today. On this day in history in 1914, President Woodrow Wilson officially declares the first Mother's Day. But it wasn't Wilson's idea. It was conceived by a woman named Anna Marie Jarvis.
After a fierce letter-writing campaign, Anna got Congress to federally recognize the holiday. And in 1914, President Wilson signed a bill that officially made the second Sunday in May Mother's Day. By 1920, greeting card companies got into the Mother's Day biz. Anna was enraged by what she considered a lazy excuse for letters that should be handwritten. By 1924, the holiday creator was so appalled with the commercialization of Mother's Day that she petitioned to abolish it.
In 1961, FCC Commissioner Newton Minow makes his oft-quoted assessment of television.
I invite each of you to sit down in front of your own television set when your station goes on the air. Keep your eyes glued to that set until the station signs off. I can assure you that what you will observe is a vast wasteland.
Good thing it's all changed now. Number one on the charts in 1942. Jimmy Dorsey at his orchestra with Tangerine. The vocal is by Helen O'Connell.
Tangerine, she is all they say. With mascara and eye and chapeau by Dachet. Tangerine, with her lips of flame.
On the KETR events calendar, the Commerce Independent School District is hosting a fundraiser golf tournament Friday, May 16th at Webb Hill Country Club near Wolf City, benefiting the Commerce Boys and Girls Club summer program. The cost is $50 per player. Hole sponsorships are $100. Please call the Commerce ISD Central Office for information along with playing and hole sponsorship commitments. The number is 903-886-3755. 903-886-3755. Commerce ISD golf tournament for the Boys and Girls Club on Friday, May 16th at Webb Hill Country Club. Our thought for the day is from birthday boy Billy Joel. If you're not doing what you love, you're wasting your time. Our guest in the cafe this morning is the executive director of the Hunt County United Way, Francis Dalby. Good morning.
Good morning.
We're going to be talking about the Boys and Girls Clubs of Northeast Texas
today.
And they do get some United Way funding, but United Way is not the only source of their funding.
Correct. As you can imagine, it takes a lot of funding to help all of those young people. And they have federal grants that they receive, and then they have a big fundraiser once a year. So.
Now, you told me they have a pretty large roster of kids that receive supervision in that program.
They have about 800 club members. Now, not every member comes every day, but they do have 800 club members in the Greenville Club and the Commerce Club.
So there's a club in Greenville,
mm-hmm.
and they meet on Lee Street, the west end of Lee Street. I think it's called the Reese Davis Center.
That is correct.
Out there. And then here in Commerce, they meet at A.C. Williams
yes.
Elementary.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So 800 kids all told.
Correct.
Yeah. What kind of activities do they do on a given afternoon, typically?
One of the first things they do is what they call Power Hour. So they give the kids an opportunity to do their homework, and they have different levels in the Power Hour. Some kids, they don't need supervision. They just need the time and the place to do their homework. Other kids may need a little supervision and some tutoring and that kind of thing. And then they have some where they almost work one-on-one with those kids for about an hour. So there's a lot of volunteers involved as well. So that's one of the programs that they have. They also have what they call clubs within the club. So they offer the kids the opportunity to, say, be a part of a photography club or a service club. They actually have an adopt-a-spot where they go out and clean up and just some other things that, you know, teach the kids life skills, really.
Mm-hmm. We're talking with Francis Dalby, who is the executive director of the Hunt County United Way, about the Boys and Girls Clubs of Hunt County. And you're telling me that the United Way, and I know the Boys and Girls Club people as well, would like to see some more clubs get started around Hunt County.
That's correct. There is a very large need for after-school care for a lot of these kids. Lone Oak, Quinlan, Celeste. Getting the kids to the Greenville Club requires transportation, and these kids, if their parents are out working, they don't have the transportation to get them to the Greenville Club. So it would be wonderful if over the next year or 18 months, we could get some other clubs started in other cities.
Is there any movement in that direction?
There's some movement. It's not well known yet, but there, I've had conversations with a lot of the city leaders in those cities, and they would love the opportunity. The problem is funding, and it takes about $40,000 to $60,000 a year to support a new club. Mm-hmm. That's staff and activities, et cetera.
How many people work for the Boys and Girls Clubs as I guess, full-time employees?
Well, that's the thing. The full-time, they have about 3 full-time employees, but most of their employees are part-time because mm-hmm. it's primarily after-school care.
Sure.
During the summer, they have a few more full-timers.
And you say they have a good number of volunteers as well.
They do. They do. One of the, Miss Kathy, I believe is her name, she takes care of the photography club, and she just loves those kids and has a great time with them printing the pictures and taking the pictures and just really involved with the children.
Mm-hmm. Now, summertime is coming up, and I believe, is it correct that the Greenville Club is open during the summer?
That is correct.
All day long?
7:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m., and that tuition for the summer is $20 a week. It's a great value. They are having an information session on May 13th and May 15th to find out more details about the summer program and what you can do to get your kids involved in that.
Mm-hmm. And the Commerce Boys and Girls Club has a summer camp program that's open 4 days a week. Are there some success stories, or are there some kids that have come out of these programs that you can point to and say, see, this is the good that comes from the Boys and Girls Clubs?
Nationally, there are a lot of those success stories that they promote. Locally, we have several club members who now work for the club and kind of give back. I know with a lot of students here at Commerce, they, you know, are employed part-time, and it's a great way for them to give back and enjoy what they're doing.
Mm-hmm. Francis, as always with the United Way, there are so many different organizations that you all are part of. So if someone would like to look in on the United Way and what you do, then where do they go to find you?
Absolutely. You can call us at 903-455-7414 and find out about all kinds of volunteer activities, or you can check our website, UnitedWayOfHuntCounty.org.
Francis, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us this morning.
Thank you.
Francis Dalby, Executive Director of the Hunt County United Way, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETL.